Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Just before last summer, Travis Scott held his show in Fortnite. It gained, you know, millions and millions of views, both in real time and after the fact. And people really thought that was going to be, you know, the future of concerts. That was the phrase I heard like all the time.
The deepest things in life you do not comprehend. You don't comprehend when you love somebody. I can't comprehend fully that I got embarked on this mission of witnessing these executions, then educating the people to abolish it. The big things are bigger than we can put into words or comprehend.
I think we need to ask ourselves a fundamentally important question, and that's not the question about are Black boys ready for schools, but we should ask, are schools ready for Black boys?
Find your new favorite today with samples from these three podcasts, Object of Sound, 70 over 70, and Miami University's Reframe. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. So you've heard of the lists like 30 under 30 or 40 under 40. They make you feel kind of inadequate or worse, feel terrible about yourself. Well, 70 over 70 is the opposite of that. Host Matt Linsky talks to 70 remarkable people all over the age of 70 about their lives, what they've learned, what they're still trying to figure out, and how they're thinking about what comes next. The only rule to be on the show is you have to be, well, over 70. But to listen, you can be any age. So let's give you a sample of 70 over 70 from the episode, What If Fire Is Just Love? Max speaks with Sister Helen Prasian about her life that's been spent fighting the death penalty.
You are 81.
Correct.
The same age that your parents were when they died, right?
Correct.
How are you feeling about death at the moment?
Well, you know, it's different when you get to be 81 because inside yourself, you are simply yourself. But time changes for me in that I'll think of projects I'm going to do, or when I think of a year like this will be at 2026. Wonder if I'll be around, or I wonder if I should undertake this. You know, my mother has died. My father has died. My sister died in 2016. And now my brother, I always call him my little brother, Louis, he's 5 years younger than me, has been diagnosed with COVID and he's now on a ventilator in ICU.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So it's very much on my mind. And something happens when you look at the totality or the wholeness of a person's life. The feeling I had when Mama died, Daddy and Mary Ann, it was like the wholeness of their life somehow became present. You can't comprehend it. Don't get the idea that I have rationally figured this whole thing out. But I figured out, too, that the deepest things in life you do not comprehend. You don't comprehend when you love somebody. I can't comprehend fully that I got embarked on this mission of witnessing these executions, then educating the people to abolish it. The big things are bigger than we can put into words or comprehend.
Was there a point where you got comfortable with the idea that you weren't going to be able to comprehend those bigger things?
No, this is an ongoing thing. I used as the image of my book about waking up spiritually as a river. It's all flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's all flow. And even while you and I are talking, I might get something of an insight about it, and then it's all going to be flow. Then I'm going to be thinking about the chicken I'm cooking for supper and and what's next on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you my sister's story here, because when we were growing up, Marianne was always braver than me about physical things. And so it'd be all the kids in the neighborhood, these big live oak trees you have, and you have these big limbs that go out. And there was a swing And you'd get up and you'd stand on the limb and they'd throw the swing up to you. It's just a rope with a little wooden seat. But the big thing was that you couldn't get the swing up under you and sit on it firmly on the limb and then zoom out.
Right, you had to jump onto it.
You had to make the jump. And guess who's the last one on limb? And guess who my sister's down there disgusted with me? Helen, you are such a sissy. Look, we all did it. Grab the rope. Do it. And that's what after she died, I heard her saying inside me, now look, Mama has died, Daddy, I'm doing it, and you're going to die too. Don't try to do it ahead of time. When it comes, you'll have what you need. But don't be a sissy. You can do it. And that's what sounds inside me about dying.
A sample of the new podcast, 70 Over 70. Learn about the new lives of amazing seniors on 70 Over 70. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection. Just choose the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Earlier this year, we featured the podcast Lost Notes, hosted by poet and cultural critic Hanif Abdurraqib. Lost Notes is an amazing music documentary podcast by KCRW. Well, now Hanif is back with a new one, Object of Sound. There are so many music podcasts, it's important to look for a voice and a point of view when you discover new music. The show is structured to take a different theme like love songs or the idea like the world of masks and pairs it with a guest, typically a musician, and then use a give and take sort of approach throughout the episode to create the conversation. It's collaborative music criticism and curation, really, in a nutshell. Here's a sample from the episode where Hanif speaks with Sherry Hu on the return of live music and how live music evolved in the pandemic and how it's changed after.
What did you imagine the future of live music to be, and how close or far off are we from how it existed in your imagination?
I'm surprised. I feel like we haven't actually seen that much development of things like in-game concerts, for example. So like just before last summer, Travis Scott held his show in Fortnite. It gained, you know, millions and millions of views, both in real time and after the fact. And people really thought that was going to be, you know, the future of concerts. That was the phrase I heard like all the time. But I feel like if you like really approach the medium of gaming in the right way, an interesting and inclusive way, it could lead to really cool new ways of experiencing music, especially kind of the visuals around music. I wish I could see more instances of that, you know, in a way that is especially more accessible to a wider range of artists, aside from just the top 1% of celebrities. So hopefully, you know, as tech improves, we'll see that happen more frequently.
My last question is, for you personally, is there an emotional experience you're looking forward to when it comes to live music? Is there an emotional connection that you're seeking that was not there for the past year and a half?
I really love the feeling of witnessing improvisation in real time and also in person. I've really gotten into some artists like Marc Rebier, for example. I don't know if you know of him, but yeah, he does these like live streams that are really great. He's had like really amazing guests recently. I've like binge watched all of those in recent months because of that magic. Those are what really excite me personally. And so, yeah, I would love to see that in person, face-to-face, as opposed to just through a screen.
From the podcast, Object of Sound, a sample with Sherry Hu. Check out Hanif Abdurraqib and Object of Sound on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. In 2017, the College of Education, Health, and Society at Miami University in Oxford launched the Reframe podcast with the goal of exploring the transformative and progressive work being done across the university and throughout the community on some of the most critical issues of our time. Well, over 4 years and 85 episodes later, host James Loy and the Reframe team continue to explore powerful issues we face today in Cincinnati, the tri-state, and the nation. Here's a quick excerpt from the Reframe podcast taken from the episode titled, Are We Losing a Generation of Brilliant Black Boys? The episode looks at Dr. Nathaniel Bryan, a Miami University assistant professor of teacher education, and his new book, Toward a Black Boy Crit Pedagogy, Black Boys, Male Teachers, and Early Childhood Classroom Practices, and the dire need for more black teachers and the importance of culturally relevant teaching.
This has led to a generation of black youth that he calls nobodies, or those who are seen as disposable by school and by society.
Because there's this deficit narrative that surrounds black boys in society writ large, it impacts the way they experience schools.
Nathaniel Bryan is an assistant professor of teacher education at Miami University, and overcoming this deficit narrative is a key theme throughout his work. But he's also very focused on recruiting and retaining more black male teachers, those who could help support the academic and social needs of black youth, and to help them navigate the cultural conflicts and common misunderstandings that can occur when most of their teachers come from very different cultural backgrounds. Today, only about 2% of all teachers are black males. So one way to address these issues may be to start recruiting early and through programs that can show students of color why teaching would be a great career. Students like Edward.
I want to understand my students. I want to talk to them. I want to be someone that they can depend on because that's what I wish I had when I was younger. I want to be the person that I wish I had when I was younger.
We'll hear more from Edward and from a few of his high school classmates who are involved in a new program called MU Teach at a high school in Cincinnati, as well as what we can do to start making schools sites of healing for black boys.
I think we need to ask ourselves a fundamentally important question, and that's not the question about are black boys ready for schools, but we should ask, are schools ready for black boys?
From our local creators at Miami University, that's a sample of the podcast Reframe. Powerful and important topics seen through a new lens with the local podcast Reframe. Available now on the Start Here podcast collection. Check it out at WVXU.org on the podcast menu or look for Start Here on the WVXU app. Before we end, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are bubbling up in this summer heat as presented by iTunesCharts.net. In the midst of the continued run at number one by Crime Junkie Insolvable, two podcasts are attempting to push to the top. One is social media influencer and internet juggernaut Tanya Mangu and her very own podcast, Canceled. Acting as a natural evolution of her acclaimed Storytime videos, this show offers an intimate look at Mangu and her meteoric rise to superstardom and the unavoidable moments of vulnerability that make this cyber personality all the more human. That's Cancel. The other is a new podcast from the conservative media company The Daily Wire. The podcast is Morning Wire. Morning Wire bills itself as an alternative to the virtue signaling and manufactured outrage of other media, presented by Daily Wire editor-in-chief John Bickley and co-host Georgia Howe. That's Morning Wire and Cancel. Top of the Apple podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.